My name is Karen Vincent. I am the student section chair of the Public Health Association of Nebraska, known as FAN. And so as part of my, I have no relationships to disclose, I'll start with that. Throughout this presentation, I'd like to describe to you the Public Health Association of Nebraska and its relationship with the student section, and then to talk to you about the growth of the student section and how myself and other student section leaders have built the section to become more representative of the students across the state. So a little bit about FAN. We are the Nebraska APHA affiliate. We were established in 1950 as the Nebraska Public Health Association, and the goal is to work to identify and resolve Nebraska's public health problems. There's discussion and advocacy of public health concerns, and then the mission of FAN really is to protect and promote the personal, community, environmental health of all people in Nebraska. There are 8 sections of FAN, including the student section. And the student section was, I'm told, started in around 1997 to promote the needs and interests of the public health students across the state. We're a fairly, not necessarily a new section, but we're newly active. Just over the last few years has the section become really active and involved in developing student involvement. And so my role as the section chair has been to kind of act as a liaison between public health students and the FAN board. I serve on the FAN board as a member, a voting member, and really give the students a voice. When I first started as the FAN section chair, the student section chair, I was also the president of the College of Public Health Student Association at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. So that's kind of the largest population of public health students in Nebraska. So I also represented those students to the FAN board, and over time have been working to get more involved with students across the state. As we got started, we really worked to build students' knowledge base. We found, much like Utah, that a lot of students just didn't know about FAN. They didn't know why they should be involved. They were busy. They didn't really necessarily want to add another thing. So we worked with the Office of Career Services at the University of Nebraska to host informational sessions and really show students what they can gain by being involved. We have done a total of 3 membership drives in the last year and a half or so. The first two we're solely at UNMC, at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. The first one, the Student Association offered free FAN memberships to UNMC students. I think we were able to get 43 students to join the organization at that time. We started at 4 to 5, grew to 43 through that membership drive. The second membership drive, we offered incentives to students. There was a raffle for t-shirts and other goodies from the bookstore, the UNMC bookstore, that drew some more members. And then the third membership drive was just this summer, actually. It was a statewide. I worked with the FAN board to negotiate reduced membership prices. The FAN membership fee for students is $20. There's a $5 section membership fee. So we had the FAN board waive the $20 membership fee, and students were asked to pay that $5 to join the section. And we grew our student membership tenfold from where we started, from 4 to 5 students. I think now we have about 40 students this year, and we're hoping to continue to expand. Like I mentioned, we're expanding our reach statewide. As I was getting started as the section chair, I focused most of my efforts on the UNMC students because that was the largest population of public health students. And being the president of the student association, it was really just easier for me to start smaller with that group of students. And over the last couple of years, we've really hosted and worked with students to get more involved by encouraging activities. So the main one is our FAN conference. It's held every year in October. We have a student poster session and competition. There's monetary prizes for the top 3 posters. And I don't remember for sure how many posters we had this year. I think there were 15 to 20 posters entered into that competition. We also had a student panel presentation this year. It was very similar to this presentation. I modeled it very much after this to get students there, get them talking about what they're doing in public health, because I know that our students had a lot to offer. They're doing really great things, and so I wanted to let our public health practitioners know what our students are doing and really encourage ways and think about ways that our public health practice people and students can engage and work together. So we really wanted to get that conversation started between students and public health practice and build that networking that others have talked about. Other incentives for attending the FAN conference. We did have this year, we were able to offer travel assistance to our students. Most of the public health students are in Omaha, and our conference is held about 150 miles west of there, right in the middle of the state. So we offered travel assistance. The students have a very reduced membership or registration fee for the conference. And the FAN board also offers hotel rooms to students to use for free. The first 4 to 8 students who sign up can use those hotel rooms at no charge. And then there was the National Public Health Week. That was a big event this spring. We worked closely with the UNMC College of Public Health Student Association to build activities, create activities for all students. We had a healthy cooking demonstration, which was a huge success. We worked with an organization called Cooking Matters. They came in and hosted a cooking demonstration, showed not just students, but faculty and staff of the college how they could cook healthy, eat healthy on a budget, and it was hugely popular. We had probably 40 to 50 people attend that event, and actually since then they've hosted another one in the college and are planning more. We had a documentary screening. We showed the movie Escape Fire about the American healthcare system, and hosted a panel presentation afterwards with clinicians and students talking about the American healthcare system and kind of some of the issues that arose from the movie. And then we had a grand rounds presentation, also part of National Public Health Week. We had Dr. Joseph Acerno, who is the Nebraska Chief Medical Officer, come in and talk about the future of public health in Nebraska and where students fit into that. We also had an opportunity for students to chat with him one-on-one and identify really specific student issues. And kind of the fun, they were all fun, but the Just for Student event was a game of wiffle ball. Got students out of the classroom. National Public Health Week is in April, so it's close to finals. Students are stressed, they're tired, they want a break. So we took some students out in the afternoon to a green space on campus and just played wiffle ball for an hour and had a great time. So right here, this is from our cooking demonstration. We had black bean quesadillas and then this healthy fruit salad. We ran out of food, so that was an indication that we had a good success. So now we're looking at the future. We've done some great work over the last couple of years to build engagement, build involvement, but we need to keep that going. And so I've been working hard to build and maintain the membership, and we need to keep doing that. So we're still looking at membership drives, ways we can engage more students. Now that we've kind of broadened our reach to students across the state, masters and undergraduate students across the state, I think that will continue to grow as we make our presence known and get students to really understand the value of being involved. We are providing valuable resources and opportunities for students to get involved and learn more about public health in the state and beyond. And we have some great opportunities for public health students. I think we have the conference, there's presentations. I mean, had I not been involved in the Public Health Association of Nebraska, I wouldn't be here. So as we continue to grow, our priorities have kind of focused on, like I said, building and maintaining membership. And then we're planning things to do that, to build and maintain that. Some of our plans are to continue engaging public health students statewide. Nebraska is a fairly large state, 500 miles. We do have some of the demographic issues, though. Much of our state is very, very rural. So we're looking at ways to do that through technology and things like that. We're looking at a mentoring program for students to pair students with a current public health practitioner, quarterly student newsletters spotlighting students and their activities. April is always designated as Public Health Month in Nebraska, so we're looking at doing a statewide kind of distance thing, logging a certain number of miles or a step competition or something like that. And then webinars with public health professionals, section-wide events, networking events. We have a lot of ideas, and we're working on building those into the culture of the fan student section. So just kind of in conclusion, we're still growing. We're still trying to figure out the best way to reach students. We've seen great success with some active student leadership. And we're continuing to identify ways to further engage and offer value to students. None of this would be possible, though. We've had great support from the FAN executive director and the board. I can't say enough about how helpful they've been. They're always willing to entertain our ideas and figure out a way to make it happen if we really want to see something happen.